Oh yeah, but we can put the a simple people on tax evasion into jail.
If you and I did anything remotely resembling any of the stuff they've done, we'd be in jail right now.
Well, what's so funny is the things that they, with the tax, you know, this and that. I think we all skimp on our taxes when we do our taxes every year, because I pay enough.
Sure.
You know, I might exaggerate, round up a little bit, but that's the best you can get. Oh, we're going to get, if you don't say what we want you to say, we're going to put you in jail, and we're going to find something. And what they did to the general, my God, and
his
family.
He's going to have his day. He's coming back. He's going to have his day.
Is he?
Flynn?
Yes.
He's going to get exonerated.
What a travesty.
It's coming. He's going to get exonerated.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah,
I mean, a war hero.
Destroyed his life.
Exactly. I mean, when you read some of this stuff, and it was a personal witch hunt.
Yep.
And please, tell Nancy Pelosi to put on a better girdle. I'm tired of seeing all those rolls. She looks like she's married to Mr. Michelin. She's got more chins than a Chinese telephone book.
All right.
She's got more rolls than a bakery.
All right, Soldier Boy. I'm late.
Should I stop?
I got to go, man. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Take care, brother. All right, guys. We got to hit a break. We're late. Be back. I'm agonizing.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. Thousands attended a funeral today in Baghdad for Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike.
Very significantly, the funeral was attended by Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi. He has heavily criticized the attack that killed Soleimani, calling it an attack on Iraqi sovereignty. Tomorrow, as a result, the Iraqi parliament will meet to discuss the future of U.S. troops in Iraq.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. President Trump says Iran will be hit hard and fast if it retaliates. Former VP Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, where he told an audience in Vinton he's concerned about what's next with Iran.
The hope is that the president at least has a plan, that this that he's thought through what the second and third iteration of this are going to be.
America is listening to Fox News.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, Check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof. Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. That much colder air continues to filter into the area. It won't be around long. Tonight will be kind of breezy, especially early on, mostly clear. The winds die down later tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Tomorrow, a great day. Sunshine, nice, high in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the mid-60s on Monday. We're still dry. And then scattered showers return on Tuesday, a little warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I want to play you a short video. It's long, but I'm only going to play part of it. Red alert. Red flag goes up as imminent response. They're talking Iran coming. So let's see if we can get this to play.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective. So the only way he figures that he's going to get reelected, and as sure as you're sitting there, is to start a war with Iran.
Those are very important comments from Donald Trump just a few years ago, as right now we have breaking news of new retaliatory attacks in the Middle East against U.S. troops as the red flag of war is hoisted up at a major mosque in Iran, which we will tell you the significance of in this video, as well as give you the latest updates to exactly what is happening here, away from, of course, all the spin, propaganda, and disinformation that is dominating mainstream media and also social media, that is significantly underplaying the importance of what is happening right now, and sadly, just promoting Pentagon pro-war, pro-establishment voices on the boob tube. And the only people to really counter it are people like Tucker Carlson, and of course, independent media that you are watching right now that has been under significant attack by the social media tech oligarchs, by also the mainstream media, who of course are promoting the pro-war narrative. And if it wasn't for your support, we would not be here. And one way you could support us is by clicking the link in my Instagram bio under Luke We Are Change, or by clicking the link in the description and checking out our anti-mainstream media, anti-establishment store, where you could purchase hats, mugs, book bags, even phone cases that we have specifically made for you, for your Android or iPhone devices, including even now anti-war merchandise that you could get that supports this independent media broadcasts and allows these unique geopolitical analysis videos to be out there for free for you because of your support. So sincerely thank you everyone clicking on the link in the description below. It's more important than ever. Now, obviously, the video that we are playing of Donald Trump in the beginning of this video actually making sense was candidate Donald Trump a few years ago promising to be anti-war and anti-establishment, something that, of course, he has completely turned his back on in favor of the neoconservative pro-war, pro-Saudi Arabia, pro-Israel doctrine that has been so closely followed by his predecessors. And even though Donald Trump promised to be different, sadly, he is following along the same protocols that the U.S. foreign policy has always been on. And I think that's why it's important to chronologically describe what has been happening here, since, of course, Donald Trump has always had a very aggressive stance against Iran since taking office. First, of course, killing the Iran nuclear deal, ending talks, ending diplomacy with Iran, and canceling a deal which many people saw as a great deal. The reason people saw it as a great deal, because this was also a similar deal, almost to the T, that Donald Trump wanted to get with North Korea. The United States already had that kind of deal with Iran, which Donald Trump scrapped and prevented positive dialogues from taking place. Iran has been accused with its proxies for attacking oil interests of Saudi Arabia, their chief major competitor in the region for energy. They were also accused of shooting down a U.S. drone. The United States answered back with more sanctions against Iran, economically devastating the local population. And then recently we saw a tit-for-tat attack, which culminated into Donald Trump extrajudiciously assassinating an Iranian general that many people saw as the second most important political figure in Iran. Allegedly because he was planning an attack, which now, in retaliation, Iran is openly planning more severe attacks on U.S. assets. But these latest attacks from the U.S. were supposed to prevent... See, again, this is why the whole mainstream media narrative absolutely makes no sense, and it's just driven by the Pentagon. It's driven by omissions. And again, the justifications here for trying to protect America, trying to stop... make absolutely no sense at all and should be very heavily questioned. Ever since then, there was just a latest attack moments ago from another U.S. drone that targeted a convoy of alleged Iranian intelligence-backed paramilitary forces that once again were shot from a drone in another airstrike that assassinated more Iranian military and Iraqi figures. Reuters is actually reporting that they are getting information from Iraqi's popular mobilization forces that it was actually medics that were targeted and affected by this airstrike. Again, counter information that hasn't been independently verified from both sides here. And it's important for me to say that because, again, depending on what side you're on, you're seeing different stories as absolute truths. And in reality, a lot of the truths are in the middle here and deserve full context. Like in yesterday's videos where I told you that the video that Mike Pompeo tweeted out allegedly showing Iraqis celebrating was most likely manipulated and not yet verified to its true authenticity. Mike Pompeo used this video to show that this, of course, was great news for the Iraqis, that people were celebrating the news of this assassination. And in reality, it has been proven to be manipulated, like we said, most likely was going to happen. As even the New York Times is getting information from witnesses that says that it was only about 30 to 40 people in a crowd that jumped out for 2 minutes and then ran away.
Well, another attack. Well, that's really the only thing I wanted you to hear was that there are more attacks ongoing right now. We may be headed into World War III. I don't know. Was Trump right to do that? I personally, yes and no. And this is a very gray area, and I'll explain why when we get back from this short break, folks. We'll be right back.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, I want to play you something. This is Max Egan. I quoted him earlier. He's going to say the same thing that I quoted, talking about Epstein was just the fall guy. This is some really good, heavy stuff. You need to listen very closely to this, okay?
This is a Kradowski of WeAreChange.org, and today we have scholar, philosopher, Max Egan on the show joining us to talk about two very important issues. The latest issues, of course, happening with Jeffrey Epstein, and another issue that I didn't even know about, and that is the major issue with water and water scarcity in Australia. We've seen similar news happening in South America, but this is an issue that is going to be a major one, not just for South Africa, not just for Australia, but for the world. And this is why I'm very happy to have Max on. Max has been doing a lot of interesting research, a lot of good work out there in this specific field. But before we get into all of that, Max, I think it's important to get into Jeffrey Epstein, the story of the decade that's being ignored by the large swamps of the mainstream media. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of information. What's the latest information you're seeing that you find most important, Max?
Well, I think the connections of how he got to where he was the most important things that people aren't looking at. Really, when you look at his connections, you look at his rise to fortune, as it were. Even the beginning, right back in the beginning in the 60s, from the 60s to the 70s, he was working at the Dalton School as teaching math and physics and calculus. This is a man who dropped out of college, who was able to get a position in the Dalton School, which is a very prestigious school. He went from there. He was seen in that school to be paying undue attention to young girls, and then suddenly he gets from there and he gets given a position on the floor of Bear Stearns. Within 4 years, like he's made a meteoric rise in the first year, then he leaves and comes back, and within 4 years he's made partner in Bear Stearns. Then he goes on to his only real client that we can ever find is Victoria's Secret, and then he seems to have suddenly taken over Les Wexner's fortune and been given power of attorney, all this sort of stuff, gets given a $77 million 41-room house in Manhattan. You know, this house had something like 40 bedrooms or something. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, when you look at his rise to fortune. And there's every indication that Jeffrey Epstein was simply a fall guy for the brownstone operations that were being run by the Mega Group. The Mega Group is a group of very influential business people, such as Shimon Peres, Eric Brofman, Lawrence Tisch. There's, that Lauders are in there from Estee Lauder. Of course, Les Wexner's in there as well. This is a group of very, very heavy-hitting billionaires who were really running the show, and I think Epstein has taken the fall for these people. You know, of course, all the debate is around whether Epstein's there, whether he isn't, whether he was spirited away, or all that sort of stuff, which is kind of irrelevant. We'll never know. What we do know is he's out of the picture. For all intents and purposes, he's dead, whether he's alive or not. And that's the way they want to keep it. And they want to focus on him, and they want to focus on his co-conspirators like Prince Andrew, and pretend that it's just localized to Prince Andrew as well. He's the only one in the royal family we should be concerned about. Not mentioning Prince Charles' relationship with Jimmy Savile. I mean, this goes very, very deep. What we see here with this Epstein case really is the tip of the iceberg of the worldwide child trafficking network and the brownstone operations that are used to entrap politicians and entrap executives, you know, and all this sort of stuff. We're told it was just about spying. You know, he was a spy. He was selling information to all sorts of governments. He was going to set up his super race, you know, but it appears that he was just given an unlimited amount of funds. They created a backstory of a meteoric rise to fame, which would explain these funds, and he was simply running brownstone operations. You know, the way it would be, you know, if you're going to be someone in politics, where you get a friend of Jeffrey Epstein to take you out for dinner, bring you back to the place, you get filmed having sex with an underage girl, and then they've got you. That's how they get everybody. You know, once you've been caught, you know, with an underage person on camera, that's it. You're never going to expose it. You're never going to expose the fact that you're even being blackmailed because you did the wrong thing to begin with. So it's the perfect trap. But that's what I'm seeing with this, is that Epstein's the fall guy. They don't want you looking at the higher echelons. The fact that Ghislaine Maxwell as well, I mean, there isn't an arrest warrant issued for her yet. She's going to come forth and apparently do an interview under her terms. So this shows she has very, very high-level connections as well. And even when you start looking at Epstein's early life, going back to Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, who had heavy Mossad connections, there's every indication that Jeffrey Epstein is simply a fall guy for this Mossad CIA operation that's running all these things worldwide. And I would wonder how many other islands there are like Jeffrey Epstein's island. You know, this surely is not the only person that's doing this.
Yeah, and how many other territories and how many other law enforcement officials, government agents, and politicians are in on it. And the number of people that have allowed the thousands of children to be hurt here is just absolutely staggering. But just as you brought up here, I mean, we're pretty much ultimately talking about the same thing. A large multi-network, multi-agency operation of extortion of the most disgusting kind possible. And again, everything kind of fits together, especially when you look at no trader on Wall Street having known him or traded with him. You look at the connections with DynCorp, especially with the planes that were registered in his name that were previously registered in DynCorp's name. There's no other way to kind of see this. Now, some of the victims here actually came forward and said that Ghislaine Maxwell was actually even above Epstein here. What do you think about that conclusion? And right now we're seeing a cover-up. Will this cover-up ever be exposed? I mean, the Trump administration under his attorney general, he's talking about a perfect storm of screw-ups. It's not a perfect storm of screw-ups. We know that for sure. What do you think of Ghislaine Maxwell and this kind of larger cover-up happening right now, Max?
Absolutely. Ghislaine Maxwell is above Epstein. She was more of Epstein's handler than anything else. She was the brains behind the operation. You would have needed someone like Ghislaine Maxwell to be doing it. She would have been the one going out there seducing the politicians. Apparently she's very sexual, very open about it, talks about oral sex a lot. You know, wants to get guys back into that fold, get a young girl in to join it, have a threesome, you know, get them on camera. That's the way it works. She was most definitely the brains behind the operation. And Epstein is the perfect fall guy for it. I mean, you look at the reports that come out about his egg-shaped member down below and all of this sort of stuff, you know, certain sort of deformities there. You know, here's a guy who has, he's incredibly oversexed, has this incredible sexual appetite, is really attracted to young girls. He's obviously not going to be able to get too many girls because he's got this deformity down below, and girls like to talk about things like that. So word would go out that, you don't really want to be with this guy. So he's the perfect guy to set up so he can have all the girls he wants and run this. You know, and you think about like the backstory and how everything was put in his name. Of course he's the fall guy. Why would you put a $77 million mansion in his name? Apparently he bought it for a dollar. There's other reports that he bought it for $20 million. All the jets that were put in his name, everything that was put in his name. Just the fact that it was in his name shows that he's not the one. He's the fall guy, because you just have to look at his meteoric rise to fame. And Ghislaine Maxwell, the fact that there is no arrest warrants out for her, she's got very, very high level contacts. You know, and no, we won't ever get any real justice from the legal system, whatever story they're going to cook up, because the amount of people that would have been compromised in this operation, you know, through any, this is why with any of these things, you can only get so far. You might get a gung-ho lawyer and a gung-ho judge and all these people that want to do the right things, but they'll only get so high in the food chain and they'll get a blockage. They'll get to something where it gets misdirected and the case gets lost because they've just reached a point where someone is compromised. And it's the same in every organization. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's industry or whether it's science community, academia, the legal system, the police system, the judges, the lawyers, the political system, they're all compromised. Otherwise, they do not get in that position to begin with. It's very important for people to understand this. So we're not going to get any real satisfaction from the legal system at all, I don't think. You know, the fact that it's taking this long for Ghislaine Maxwell to even come out and she's going to, you know, tell her story under her conditions and certain names can't be released and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, they're really trying to find a way out of this mess. And they could have gotten out of it until Prince Andrew did that interview. I mean, what an incredible balls up that was, man. And what a gift to us. Just the fact when they said, why did you go to his house? Oh, it's because I used to meet, it was like a who's who of American eminence. I used to meet people from the United Nations and academia. Oh, really? That's who used to hang out at Jeffrey Epstein's place, was it, Andrew? Thank you very much for that information. He really put his foot in his mouth with that interview. You know, and it blew the whole thing up to an incredible level that it wasn't before. So, yeah, people say who are saying, well, maybe it was all planned. I don't think so. I think he broke ranks. I think that he really had the ego to think that he could just go out there and smooth the waters, and he really put his feet so far in his mouth, and he gave us a wealth of information. So, yeah, thank God for Prince Andrew.
I think it was definitely hubris, or it could have been someone with a guilty conscience just trying to signal, because a lot of times when people do something really bad, it kind of eats at them up. And I kind of lean towards more of the hubris kind, because he does have diplomatic immunity.
Well, let me just say before we hit this break that they don't have a conscience. So I don't think that was it. I don't think these Luciferian psychopaths, they're incapable of empathy. The things they do to children, they don't have any empathy. So, no, it wasn't his conscience. I think he was so arrogant that he thought he could get away with it. And he did break ranks, and it cost him maybe his life. That's debatable. Anyway, break time, 5 minutes. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Earnest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Earnest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Earnest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. That much colder air continues to filter into the area. It won't be around long. Tonight will be kind of breezy, especially early on, mostly clear. The winds die down later tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Tomorrow, a great day. Sunshine, nice. High in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the mid-60s on Monday. We're still dry. And then scattered showers return on Tuesday, a little warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Mike's right. Hi there. Welcome back. You know, I've been negligent. I haven't been reading the Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse by Dean Henderson, so I'm going to catch us up here. I think we've read chapter 1 and chapter 2. I don't remember if we've read chapter 3, The Crown's Alphabet Thought Police. I don't know if we've read that one yet or not. Yeah, we have. So we're at chapter 4, Crown Castle and the 5G Beast. The Crown City of London's depopulation-obsessed Nephilim inbreds ran into some headwinds beginning in 2018 with regard to their active denial 5G full spectrum dominance all-seeing eye scheme. Having played their Trump social chaos card via the Crown's MI6-controlled Cambridge Analytica's manipulation of the 2016 election, it was assumed that their Masonic project to turn us into negative energy batteries for their lizard handlers was a done deal. But the Luciferians' main weakness is that they underestimate the human spirit. In 2018, the Mill Valley, California City Council voted unanimously to ban 5G from their city of 14,000. In Marin County, north of San Francisco. That same year, a major columnist for PC Today came out against the rollout of 5G. He was fired. Meanwhile, the 2018 Farm Bill sailed through both House and Senate with bipartisan support. Hidden in that bill is a provision which will allow 5G cell towers every 250 feet in all rural areas of the United States of America. Wow. You know, I have been reading where they've allocated billions of dollars to put these up. Now I understand why. When passed, this federal law will override any attempt by local cities, counties, or states to ban 5G. But in 2019, other cities began to voice concerns as to the dangers of 5G. Eugene, Portland, Tacoma, Port Angeles, Lincoln, Ennie, and Brussels all put a halt to its implementation. An Australian barrister named Ray Broomhall was successful in stopping both smart meters being installed and 5G towers being built on the grounds that they represent criminal assault. The In Power movement continued to make headway in Canada using common law to trump, no pun intended, the fraudulent British maritime law that all BAR, British Accredited Regents Association lawyers are initiated into. And the entire county of Switzerland banned 5G. The telecommunications industry is now the biggest lobbying group in D.C. The passage of the 96 Telecommunications Act gave the industry immunity from liability related to EMF radiation, which affects our health, and it gave it a wide berth when it comes to building out 5G infrastructure. Already 5G is happening in Los Angeles, Denver, Colorado Springs, Austin, Kansas City, Chicago, Atlanta, and I would add Montgomery, Alabama, because I can feel it. Who is building these small 5G death cell ray towers for Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint? The leader of the pack is none other than Crown Castle. We're talking the London, we're talking the Crown. We're talking London, we're talking the Queen. Crown Castle is the largest provider of wireless infrastructure in the United States of America. It has constructed more than 40,000 cell towers and laid more than 60,000 miles of fiber supporting these small towers. It owns, operates, and leases towers and small cell solutions. Of course, that's an acronym, SCS. In 92 of the top 100 U.S. markets and in every market in the country of Australia. Small cells are small, inconspicuous wireless nodes most commonly installed on streetlights and utility poles that immediately improve 4G service by relieving strain on existing infrastructure and will serve as the backbone for 5G networks by significantly expanding coverage and capacity. Operating at much higher frequencies of between 50 to 90 gigahertz, 5G is 20 times faster than 4G, but also much deadlier. It is a tested battlefield weapon. I hope you get that. Crown Castle International started as a British corporation and built 85% of the cell towers in the UK. At one point, it acquired the broadcast and tower assets of the BBC. In 2005, Crown Castle UK was renamed National Grid Wireless. It has since changed its name to Arquivia, A-R-Q-I-V-A, Arquivia? Arquiva? In U.S. operation, its U.S. operations were launched in 1992 with help from Warren Buffett's Berkshire Partners. Its U.S. headquarters is in Houston. In 2014, it converted into a real estate investment trust. Crown Castle owns Pinnacle, Global Signal, Modio, Mobile Media, and NextG Networks. Their funding comes primarily from Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Barclays, Credit, Aracol, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Mitsubishi, as Lynn says, Morgan Stanley, and the Bank of New York Mellon. These are the banks of the eight families, City of London, Federal Reserve Cartel. These are the ones that hijacked our country with the Federal Reserve Act, folks. Crown Castle is a crown corporation. Its mission is to build out the network of 5G death surveillance towers to complete the Illuminati's AI smart grid, which is designed to kill most of us and sicken and enslave the rest. Crown Corporation General Electric, GE, is building the smart meters and the fluorescent LED lighting for this grid. Folks, America is under attack from the Crown. It's the very same Crown we fought in 1776 to gain our independence. It's time for a new Declaration of Independence from the Crown's 5G assault on humanity. All cities and towns should follow the example of Mill Valley, California, and resist 5G penetration into our communities. The human spirit can overcome the deviance of the Luciferians, but we don't have much time. Get busy exposing these inbreds and disobeying their directives. That was Dean Henderson, and I think he's dead on, 100% correct. I can feel it. Every night when I do my bathing, my two-hour or an hour-and-a-half bathing thing, I pull fibers out. Fibers are three times longer than they've ever been, and they're growing fast. This stuff is turned on, folks. I can feel it. The itching is incredible. I've always itched a lot. I remember everybody in my family said, well, you must have sweet blood, because mosquitoes, any parasite would come to me first. They would tear me up. This itching is different, and it is incredible. Never felt anything like it. Gentlemen, any thoughts, comments, insults?
I'm definitely curious about the lights, the LED lights they've been putting up everywhere.
Well,
the street lamps.
LED has something to do with the spectrum. The blue is supposed to damages our eyes or something. I'm not really up to speed on that. I need to be. Yeah. We had a caller, I don't know if it was last show or show before, talking about they had been complaining about their street light for so long they just quit complaining, and suddenly there they are replacing it. And his concern was they had put up a 5G, and I think that's exactly what they've done.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen different types of the 5G transmitters, you know, being from really small to really large. But I don't know if I can identify them around town or not.
You know, I guess it's going to take people getting fed up with it, because when our voices will not be heard, and they won't be, I guess it's going to take people shooting them down or something. I'm not advocating violence. I never have on this program, but something's got to be done, folks.
They're not yet finished.
No, they're not, but they're not going to stop. Even if everybody went down and said, you got to stop 5G, they're not going to stop. Yeah. They're following orders.
Well, I mean, basically, for the 5G to work, they'd have to put it like every so many feet on every block in every part of town and
they're
all the
doing
way
it.
Up the highways. And
that's why they're going to replace all street lights with 5G transmitters. Yeah. Sure seems that way to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. But 5G is not good. It is a tested battlefield weapon, folks. It's bad. It's not good at all. Okay, well, I don't really want to get into that.
That meant they plan to implant us pretty soon, don't it?
They what?
That means they plan to implant us pretty soon.
Yes, the end game is they're beginning to play their cards for the end game, if you ask me.
Yeah,
because they need that for the electronic control.
Yes, and I got to tell you, man, the stuff that I'm seeing under the microscope, how can you say this is anything but nanotechnology, lights. These fibers have, the end of them is lit. Some of them are red, some of them are blue. It's incredible what's in us right now, what's in me. I know I'm not the only one. I get emails from people all over the world talking about it, but it's nanotechnology. Somehow it's a, not carbon-based, what's the other one?
Silica.
Silica-based, yeah, mm-hmm. Some kind of silica-based hybrid life form, this part machine, part whatever, part animal or whatever you want to call it, insect, whatever. These things are alive. They're a sentient being. They fly. They land on you. They can bore through your skin. They deaden it and bore through it. If you go and invest $10 in a 24-inch fluorescent black light and just go around your house, particularly your carpet, it will freak you out, the number of fibers that are everywhere. What's amazing to me is the amount of dust that's everywhere. You can't stop it. I don't care what kind of filters, you cannot stop this dust. It's unreal. We have a call?
Yeah, it's Barry again. I don't know if he can hold through the break. But
hey, Barry again.
You know, there's a law out there. Some of the, and some, they got a few mayors that's going against it, the one in Oak Block is. If you sign, you know, into effect to accept that 5G, you give up a lot of rights. And I wish that I ain't got it pulled up right yet, but there's a law out there, and they, the, if whoever's pushing it, you know, has a can basically just come and do what they want to.
That's scary, man.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be stopped. People had better wake up. You know, I was thinking we would be at the turning point. You know, we'd have enough people awaken that we would finally be over the hump. We could start getting something done, but that hasn't happened yet.
Well, what was that a while back there saying? Montgomery's going to be a smart city.
Yeah, like that's a good thing. This is all based straight from the UN.
Oh, yeah, it was Uncle Todd was talking about that.
Uncle Todd.
Do you know who started GE Corporation?
Tell me.
Well, it was the same one that beat Westinghouse out of the AC rights. AC.
Really?
It was J.P. Morgan.
Doesn't surprise me. I know they used to be the largest military supplier for our military. They also happened to own NBC. So during the Vietnam War, when the NBC talking heads would get on the nightly news and tell you how great things were going in Vietnam, they had every reason to tell you that because they wanted the war to continue so they could make more profit.
See, J.P. Morgan back then, he would loan money to the federal government.
Wow, that's a good gig.
Mm-hmm.
So he got immunity pretty much anything he wanted to do. He wouldn't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not at 32 Wall Street for nothing.
True.
32nd.
Yeah.
And the stock market across the street at 33, so.
What are the chances?
Yeah,
they pay for those digs, I guarantee you that.
He was the man back then.
Evidently.
Mm.
Wow. Well, thanks for telling us that, Barry.
All right.
Yeah, I got to hit a break, man. Thank you. Take care, bro. Love that, Barry. All right, guys, break. 3 minutes. Be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you will develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I hope if you get anything from this program, please understand that the elite hidden goal, their agenda, is depopulation. Over the years, we've discovered that the globalists / communists, same thing, in both parties always design their ideology to fall in line with one of their main goals, which is depopulation. This goal is filtered throughout all of their programs and all of their plans. We see it in programs which surround abortion, climate, energy, food, education, all of this stuff. And all of these programs will come up with the same conclusion and the same solution because of blah, 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 blah. We must depopulate the planet. Now, how do we know this is what they're talking about? Because they tell us. They use fear to cause humans pain, and then humans follow their teaching. What is it they're actually saying, and what did they mean? Let me give you a quote. The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. That quote's from the Club of Rome, premier environmental think tank, which are consultants to the United Nations. Now, Stalin was the first and most vocal. No people, no problems, he stated. Carrying his words into today, the globalist communists mean the Earth has too many people for us to control. That's exactly what they mean. Can the Earth handle more people? Of course. But more people puts more demands on the socialist communist countries. After all, why should globalist communists allow the common folks to have luxuries, especially if it bites into their profits? Well, how do you control billions of people? You lie to them. The New World Order today, called the Green New Deal, is the global totalitarianism dream that a banker named Mayer Amschel Rothschild created. His grand blueprint is best described by his paid social engineer and the father of the modern Illuminati, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, professor of canon law at the University of Ingolstadt. He's the one who came up with the term Illuminati. This nightmare is still sought after today by their family's descendants. Below is the outline he set out for his banker financier master. Now, you'll notice a whole bunch of similarities between Karl Marx's 10 planks of his Communist Manifesto, that, and this New World Order BS. Let's see. Bella Dodd, author, was a leader of the Communist Party of America in the 30s and 40s. Her book, School of Darkness, written in 1954, reveals that communism was a hoax perpetrated by financiers to control the common man and to advance world tyranny. She said, the Communist Party operates by infiltrating and subverting social institutions like the churches, schools, mass media, and government. Its aim was to create new types of human beings who would conform to the blueprint of the world they confidently expected to control. This world was divided. The Rockefellers paid attention to national messaging, while the Carnegies took international. All programs were to be funneled through the UN. Grants to unsuspecting NGOs, medias, and Hollywoods also carried the message. For example, Dodd reveals that the CPUSA had 1,100 Catholic priests in the 30s. It also subverted the American education system by taking over the teachers' unions and learned societies. Only people who accepted the materialistic, collectivistic, international class struggle approach would advance. The former General Counsel Bob Chanin's farewell address during the 2009 NEA National Convention. Let's see. He said, the NEA and its affiliates are effective advocates because we have power. Involving women in their war effort fitted the long-range program. The party did all it could to induce women to go into industry. Its fashion designers created special styles for them, and its songwriters wrote special songs to spur them. War conditions, they planned, were to become a permanent part of the future educational program. The bourgeois, the middle class, family as a social unit, was to be made obsolete. They're very almost to that goal, folks. There was to be no family but the party and the state. Dodd helped organize the Congress of American Women, a forerunner of the feminist movement. Since it was supposedly a movement for peace, it attracted many women, but it was really only a renewed offensive to control American women. Like youth and minority groups, they are regarded as a reserve force of the revolution because they're more easily moved by emotional appeals. Their real target was men. The American man was taught responsibility to family, country, and God. In order for the globalist communists to progress, men had to be destroyed as a force for good. Today, our students are taught that men are inherently evil due to toxic masculinity, white supremacy, racism, misogyny, and etc. Our children read in Rescue Mission Planet Earth, a child's edition of Agenda 21, population and sustainable consumption, pollution, food, air, land, H2O. Energy. Basically, humans have too much. Children are an economic drain. Their answer is abortion, sterilization, jobs, LGBTQ, which I've always told you is a proactive depopulation method. See, men are the problem. This is what they say. Men are not burdened with childbirth. Men exploit children, so no children. Children are encouraged to sign a pledge not to have... Wait a minute. Men are encouraged to sign a pledge not to have children in order to save the planet. No children, no problem. Then they get into how to kill a child naturally. This is insane. The Dems say it's okay to kill babies so long as you're not a hater. Elizabeth Warren defends late-term abortion. She can even... Let's see. Elizabeth Warren defends late-term abortion. It's okay to kill those babies because it's just $12,000 a year. This is insane. This is what Weishaupt and his Illuminati, this is his outline. Abolition of all ordered governments, abolition of private property, abolition of inheritance, abolition of patriotism, abolition of the family, abolition of religion. See if this sounds familiar. A global population of 500 million. Where have we read that before?
Georgia Guidestone.
Yep. It's the dark side's version of the Ten Commandments. Creation of a world government. Everything's connected. The communist leaders like Soros and his Open Society, now run by his son Alexander, provides messaging to the legislators, the media, Hollywood, and the educators. All reinforce each other and affirm the narrative. Start listening to some TV series. You'll constantly hear the same thing. Messages must be repeated constantly so they will be treated as gospel and followed without reservation. Since globalist communists are outcome-based, they have determined the common folks are too stupid to make their own decisions. Therefore, lying to get their policies accomplished, that's common practice, and it's accepted. Jonathan Gruber, architect of Obamacare, said it best. Yeah, we lied to the stupid Americans. We can now see how well this has worked over the decades by the lack of outcry from the populace. Amen to that. The populace was taught to be the silent majority, and silent we are. Lies are now accepted as truth. With no media outlet to hold the communist and globalist in check, they managed to convince about half of Americans that they speak the truth. Has this been a successful plan? Absolutely. They have convinced the American parents that the school has a vested interest in the human capital, and therefore students should be raised by the school. Forget parental consent. We see stories popping up continually that schools are pushing multi-gender nonsense. Even though the LGBTQ population is but 4.5% of the population, children must be taught to embrace LGBTQ. Why? Could it be that LGBTQ plus LGBTQ equals zero children? You cannot change your gender by thinking you can. Biologically, there are only two genders. So to avoid the outcome of two genders, biology is no longer taught. Confused children who desire to be something else, which they do all the time, are being pushed into non-reversible surgery without parental knowledge or consent. Sadly, instead of having real conversations of knowing yourself and self-respect with the value of life, these children are pushed into a new life. An adult making life-changing decisions is one thing, but to push a child, that's unconscionable. The child does not realize that making a physical change still incorporates your same emotional self. You must always remember their main goal is depopulation. Never forget that all of the policies that we have in place right now are doing exactly that. Their answer is immigration instead of teaching about the importance of strong families. Approximately 3,000 unborn babies are aborted every day in America. That's close to 1 million a year. Make no mistake, abortion is a business that has nothing to do with feelings, women, or babies' rights. It has to do with money. The goal of Planned Parenthood is to have as many abortions as possible. The later the term, the more money's paid for the body parts. By weaponizing and normalizing what was once thought of as a perverted behavior, the beauty of an intimate sexual relationship with a wonderful partner is lost. Sex is now something you do whenever and with whomever you want in order to fulfill your urge. So, I want to have sex with you, regardless of how you feel, is now normalized. Sex trafficking, sex slavery, rape, incest, captivity. It's a $1 billion business with children bought.